way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, stuff. Yeah. A pretty exciting day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm waiting. Where's the intro?
What
you're
intro?
You're usually the one that says, welcome to another episode of...
You can say it, too.
Anti-social.
we're kind of in this together.
Anti-social isolation podcast featuring... The most awesome people you've ever heard.
Wow. Do we have guests?
No, come on now.
Other than Quinn howling in the background? Yes, it is the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with me, Joe, and...
Me, Carol.
My wonderful, awesome wife, Carol, yes. Good to see you again.
You too.
We actually only see each other during the podcast now, which is how we stay kind of with seemingly... great relationship and you know, so much natural fun between us. It's because we only see each other once a week for like 37 minutes. It works.
Hey, it works, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta
everybody's
do what you gotta
got
do.
Their own thing.
Everybody says, you know, you guys sound great together, you know, how do you come up with stuff? And we're like, thank you, but and no, we don't come up with stuff. We each think of some stuff and then we see each other once a week and do this.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's that time of the week. So
it's the best 37 minutes of your week.
It's of somebody's week. Would you say it brings happiness to people? Do you think it does?
I don't know if I would say happiness.
Because I saw a fun fact.
Oh, geez.
That you can't say the word happiness without saying penis. And I never thought of that until just happiness.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it's childish, but it's pretty funny. We bring great happiness. Hey.
What's going to go on now? Joe's facts of life are all just turning.
Facts of life now. You're Mrs. Garrett.
Yes, and you're Tootie.
Why wouldn't you just call me Joe? There was a character named Joe.
Because Tootie is so much more applicable.
All right, Blair. You can name me a character from a show. Just one, what's my name on it, damn it. Oh, my God.
I did. Tootie.
Stop it now. Something exciting did happen this week that we took advantage of.
Free tacos at the Mighty Taco doesn't happen till Monday, though.
That's not free either.
Well, it's buy one, get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, our gym, the YMCA, opened up again.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop.
Very exciting. It opened Thursday. And when did we go?
Uh-huh.
Thursday.
We went on Thursday.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I was a little excited.
It was, I mean, they did a good job of like spacing everything out and they sent emails with what the rules are going to be or rules are, I guess. You know, they spaced it out. They had hand sanitizer there. When you clean off the machines, like you normally do at a gym, they actually have individual giant spray bottle that you take with you. And then once mm-hmm. you're done with it, you turn it in and they clean that up. So, I mean, they're doing it really well. They limit the capacity. There's actually a tracker you can look at on their site to see what the current capacity is before you walk in the door so you know you can get in, all that stuff. So it was cool. But it was weird because you have to wear your mask all the time, not just when you're like in a common area or anything. So even though you're spaced 6 feet apart on like an elliptical, for example, which is what I was doing, you still have to have your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird to exert yourself cardiovascularly, with a mask on. It changes how you breathe and actually makes it a little bit more difficult, but still worth it. It was fun. It was good to get a sweat and kind of get the heartbeat and stuff going again.
It felt good to be back. I know some people, you know, love it or hate the gym atmosphere, but I do. I like it. I find it a little inspirational and it's nice having everything right there. I don't have to improvise on, you know, trying to figure out, well, what can I use for this weight, for this exercise, or anything like that.
Right.
It's all right there. It's great. And yeah, I'll be honest, it's a little difficult wearing the mask the whole time. It gets a little moist on the face. But
sometimes moist on the face is a good thing.
Right? Not now. Not when you're at the gym.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, and I can't even imagine, you know, you were doing cardiovascular work, so that was different. I was just, you know, doing some free weight stuff. So For me, it was, you know, way less. I couldn't imagine trying to run or do any cardio with that on my face.
Yeah, and I mean, it was the elliptical, so it's not like it's absolutely crazy cardio, but it was definitely different.
No, you can you can still get your heart going, though.
It was all right, yeah. Yeah, that was fun. I went to the store earlier, because after I mowed the stupid lawn, we were out of gas in the gas can for the lawnmower, so I'm like, I'm going to fill this up now so that I don't have to worry about it and forget about it before I go to mow the lawn next time. So went to the gas station, did my thing, went to the store, to Consumers, to get some
consumables,
beverages. Yes, consumable beverages. And like those stores, I thought of this, it's funny, because other people have said, you know, now you're going into a store or a bank with a mask on, it's like you're a robber, right? That's old and played out.
Uh-huh.
I came up with a new spin on it.
No, geez.
But it was because of the situation that a lot of places have, like you're at the checkout and they've got like a hand sanitizer thing right there for you to use. Well, I did that at one location, and I'm, you know, they're ringing me out, I give them my card, I'm doing the hand sanitizer, and not only do those people have to worry about if you're going to rob them now, because everybody has masks on, it kind of looked like I was sitting there rubbing my hands, like coming up with like a dastardly deed. Like I was up with a plan. They're like, oh shit, what's he thinking of? It was very funny to me.
Very old timey.
Dastardly.
Old timey. Wringing your hands and doing clever.
If my mask wasn't on, I would have pulled up my mustache and made a devilish laugh. Yes.
You take your mask off, you got one of the handlebar mustache.
They look like, I knew something dastardly was going on. Just by the way you were wringing your hands, god damn it.
I knew you had a... That is what they're called, right? Handlebar mustache, the little swirly ones?
No. Handlebar is the one that like comes down, isn't that?
I don't know. That's
I don't
why
know
I'm
what
asking.
That is. I don't know. Weird pointy mustache the creeps wear?
It's devilish mustache?
It's the creepy mustache.
Okay, well, that's what it is.
So why? Because those guys were creeps that were robbing stuff. But it does look—it does look like if you're rubbing hand sanitizer on, that you're devising a scheme of some sort.
Only wearing a mask. Barely.
With a mask on, double threat. I know.
All right.
Hey, these are the things that pop through my head, and you have to suffer through listening to them too. I also had the thought. So I had to take my truck in to get some things fixed. He's making a weird noise.
Yep.
Thought it was a bearing, and it turns out it's both front bearings. And you also earlier in the week, I think it was, were like, is your truck leaking anything? I'm like, nah. Nah, right, man.
He's like, nah, you're a crazy woman. What do you know?
So one of the other things, and I don't know what this means, but they said when they took a look at it that the differential seal was leaking. Now, I don't know what that is. But that probably explains the little puddles we were seeing on the driveway,
mm-hmm.
if there's a leak somewhere. Mm-hmm. But this all is getting to something that another stupid thought in my head, that, so I had to take all that in. This was the first truck I ever bought, or used truck that I've ever bought, where I actually spent the extra whatever it was. It was like $21 a month to get that warranty on it. Every other time I've bought a used truck, I'm like, nah, don't worry about it. Big deal. For this one, I'm like, it's a little bit older. I'll do it. Fine. Came in handy. Because there's a deductible on it, which is nice, but it's not outrageous. But, I mean, both front bearings, this differential seal, they had to fix the airbag. There was an airbag recall on one of them. The other one wasn't working. All this stuff. And I only have to pay the deductible. And they cover a rental for me,
mm-hmm.
which we went and picked up on Saturday, which is a Chevy Silverado. So I even have a truck.
How long have you had this vehicle?
8 months? 7 months?
Mm-hmm.
Eight? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... but all that happened, but this led me to the thought of, as I looked at the rental, because you get so used to driving your own vehicle, you know, not only just from adjusting seats and mirrors and kind of like blind spots, all that stuff, but where the key goes in when you're going to start it, the ignition. And I thought that on a rental car, that is probably the most abused section of any rental car, because everybody's so used to their key where it goes that you're just like banging the thing and you're missing like 75% of the first time. And I looked, sure enough, I looked at the truck and that thing is scratched up on the rental one. So I'm not the only one.
All right. I think just in general, people abuse rental cars anyways.
Yeah, but there's that there's the muscle memory of when you've been driving something long enough, even a few months, where you just like, poof,
yes,
you just hop in and you know where your arm needs to be mm-hmm. to get the key in.
Well, it's just like last weekend when I drove your truck, and it's not often that I drive your truck. I could probably count on one hand the times I've driven it since you've had it.
So that's what, five or less? Yeah, okay.
For anyone that still has all of their appendages, yes, their phalanges. So anyways, but going along with what you said, in my car, I have the shift is on the floor. So I went to back up, and my hand right away went to the floor to shift, and I'm like, nope,
did you go
on the steering column.
Did you like run your hand into the console that's in the middle there going for it?
I'm not aggressively driving like, rawr. I don't know how you drive, but...
I drive aggressive, apparently. The old truck's falling apart already.
True.
But it's just normal wear and tear stuff.
Gotcha.
I did write some network executives this week.
Did you write them a letter?
Yeah, well, an email.
On your quill and pen?
No, it was an email. I didn't... I'm out of ink for
your
my
pen
quill.
And ink.
But it was... you would think maybe it's like about the podcast or something to try and promote that. We're not there yet, so I'm not trying to do that. I did, however, ask most of the major networks to stop airing that trolley commercial. And the only reason I need that to happen is so that you don't sing it anymore.
Trolley.
It's awful.
Commercial. How can you watch that commercial and not just want to giggle and be happy?
No, my favorite part of that commercial is when you're getting ready to sing it and I mute it.
And you enrage me?
Yeah. It's so silly. I hate that commercial.
I love that commercial.
I know. So anyway.
The little song sounds like it, like from The Wizard of Oz, when you get to Munchkin Land.
You should find it online somewhere, maybe. Make it your ringtone. Because it will get banned from TV soon based off of...
It won't.
If you read my letter...
They may actually be fining you for harassment and bad taste.
There was a lot of threatening expletive language in that letter that I sent out to all of them. Yes, mm-hmm. Or the email, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I've already been contacted.
Oh, shit. All right, well... Can you do podcasts from prison?
Not this one. Oh. You'll be there.
We'll change it to... We'll change it to antisocial solitary confinement.
That's too bad for you.
But I hope that doesn't happen. But I do hope that commercial never sees airtime again.
No, actually, I'm probably going to see if I can download it onto my phone. And I'm just going to put it on repeat. Yeah.
That's cool.
And when you're not looking, I'm going to set it as your alarm sound.
You can't set anything on my phone. You don't have my thumb.
I know where you sleep.
Oh, my God. You're asleep before me every night. Anyway.
Nope.
Most nights. Yeah. Anywho.
Oh, boy.
What else is happening?
Nothing.
No?
I don't know.
Oh.
I did. Okay. I did, and to anyone who has listened to the previous podcasts, have heard about my experience with podcasts and that I don't. Although we are doing one, I don't actually listen to them often or enjoy listening to them because I've yet to really find one that piques my interest. So I've obviously found out that listening to a podcast while I run is not going to ever happen again in my lifetime because that was horrible. Today I decided, okay, I'm cleaning the house. I'm going to try this again. So
gotta go.
I go ahead, hit the app, decide, all right, I'm going to try to find something. So I flip through and I pick one up and it was Stuff You Should Know. I'm like, now that sounds like something down, you know, I would enjoy maybe learning some sort of, you know, obscure information on something I don't know about.
Right.
But I figured I'd give it a shot.
How'd you like it?
Essentially, now I'm not a critic, but in my meager opinion, so these two guys have this podcast, and what they do is essentially they research something, and then they come onto the airwaves, and they just verbally vomit whatever it was that they learned about.
So, unlike us, they prepare something.
They do try to prepare something.
It. Okay.
And I mean, I guess some people must really like them because, well, they've got a book coming out, I guess, from what I understand.
And I looked real quick, too, and they have like over 1,500 podcast recorded, yeah. Which is bonkers.
And I guess
bonkers.
Some of them, when I was flipping through some of the titles, it's a lot of, you know, like, you know, how does, you know, microwaves work and, you know, how does this happen and that. And, like, some of it's just, like, scientific kind of stuff, and it's all great and fine. So, of course, I pick one that I think I would find interesting, right? And, of course, and maybe I do this unconsciously and I don't even know, that it's actually probably something controversial to me. So it's about this anti-diet movement.
Anti-diet movement.
Yes. It's the anti-diet movement. And just here, listening to the beginning of this podcast, they start out, and it really just sounded like they were pandering to a certain portion of their listening sphere that complained previously or made comments on previous podcasts they had done saying, oh, you know, you shouldn't say this because, you know, it's fat shaming, or you shouldn't say this. So there may have been somewhere, and I flipped through some of, because like you said, they've got a lot of different, you know, podcasts. So there must have been one that they had done previously having to do with diet and health and that kind of thing, and people didn't like it. So they went ahead and did it on this anti-dieting movement. And, of course, as I'm cleaning about, it's enraging me the more and more I'm listening to these two guys. Because I feel as though if you're putting this out there, you have to be fairly responsible for what you're saying if you are planning, you know, if you are putting yourself out there as, you know, factual and that type of thing. And
like us.
Oh, it was just awful. I didn't even realize that this was a thing, that this was an actual anti-dieters movement, and they've got all these beliefs and, you know, oh, you should eat whatever you want and, you know, let your body lead the way like when you were a child. And this one of the guys compared it to their children, that, you know, their kids, you know, well, he, my toddler, he'll just eat and he stops when he's hungry.
Or when he stops,
you know, not hungry anymore, he'll stop eating. And he said, you know, I think that, you know, as people get older, they lose that.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. That's not a theory.
That was part of their theory, was that as you get older, you lose that natural intuition to stop eating, and that you start to use food as, and of course, the first thing in my mind is, yeah, because that toddler doesn't have a job. That toddler doesn't have bills to pay. That's why he's only eating because he's supposed to eat, because life is awesome.
People bring me food. It's exactly what I want most of the time.
Like, the kid's got nowhere in the world.
Mom, but, I'm hungry. All right.
Yeah. And then they started talking about the whole movement and how they say that, you know, if you just go ahead and listen to your body and eat what you want, eventually you'll just gravitate more or less to eating right.
Eventually, gravity will win and you won't be able to get up. That's what, Jesus.
Like, the whole idea was just so ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
And I started to get really enraged.
Yeah, so. I came in briefly from in between, I don't know if it was after I did the electrical in the garage and finished that up or mowing the lawn, whatever it was. I came in and you were cleaning and you gave me like a 30-second rage outpouring. I don't even know what to call it. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah. Well, like, maybe pick a different podcast to listen
to. These two really ingenious individuals, one of them had said that, you know, oh, well, if you exercise to lose weight, you're going to fail because exercise isn't good for losing weight.
That's the most ridiculous thing you could ever say to somebody. And that's not even as people like us who do exercise, or, you know, you more than me now. But I mean, still, you absolutely lose weight by exercising, by burning off calories. Oh, my God.
The whole thing was just absolutely... whatever. So I moved on and I said, okay, I'm going to give these guys another chance. So I tried another one of their podcasts that was like about essential oils or something, right? Something that I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to learn something here, because I've never gotten into the whole essential oils. I always look at whatever's out there and I'm like, that's ridiculously expensive. I'm cheap and frugal. I'm uninterested. So I said, I'm going to see why. And they really didn't have, the whole hour was just, all I learned was that they come from plants. Well, yeah, I know this. Duh. But they didn't tell me at all why, you know, any sort of education beyond that in the hour that they were talking about them.
Wow.
At all, you know, how are these so helpful and why do people use them for all kinds of things? So I've already written those two off. They're useless to me.
Okay.
I moved on to a different podcast world. I thought, okay, I'm gonna try another one. Clearly, it took me a long time to clean the house today. There was a lot that needed to be done. So I go into the other one. That was, I said, it was a couple now. So.
Oh, I think somebody just got murdered next door. I don't know what that
scream
was. I
don't know if everybody could hear that, but. So it was a couple. Husband and wife. She's a doctor.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, I can get into this, right? Because if she's a doctor, she was a medical doctor. There's going to be something of value for me in this.
Did she say that you can't lose weight with exercising? Is this where this is going?
No, but after listening through two of their different episodes, that I stopped halfway through both of them because they were both absolutely politically charged. And I said, this is exactly not at all what your description of the podcast was supposed to be.
Jesus.
It was supposed to be like the history of health and, you know, fun and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was just not at all. And I just gave up and I said, forget it. I'm done. That was my other attempt at listening to other people's podcasts. Randomly.
You were, yeah, picking random is tough. You have to, I found that, so I was late to the whole podcast game in general. And I started listening to podcasts about like 5 years ago. And the reason I did was because that's when I was training for that 50-mile ultra. And I'm like, I need something to just like numb my brain off of thinking about running. I can't blare music in my ears for however many hours. So I started listening. I'm like, what do I listen to? Well, at that time, The Nerdist with, oh my God, Chris Hardwick was popular. So I started, I'm like, I don't know what to listen to. So I listened to him, found a lot of his stuff. Of course, I found Rogan. But the one that was like a game changer for me was listening to both of those two. I heard on both of them Pete Holmes. And that's how I got introduced to Pete Holmes, which gave, you know, it was a whole nother wormhole to go down of podcasting.
He's an
interesting dude. But the reason I bring that up is that, like, you know, you're talking about like randomly looking to try and find one, and like all of the ones that I listen to have come organically, I'll say, because I'll listen to a Rogan who has an interesting guest, or Pete Holmes who listens to, or whatever, that's how I've started to listen to whatever the dozen or so, 15-ish or so podcasts I listen to regularly. It's because I hear somebody on one of the other ones, I'm like, that sounds like they might be an interesting person. So it's tough. That's what I'm saying. Like, my point is, like, you're kind of proving the odds. There's like 900,000 podcasts in the world. And to just go and randomly pick one, you know, is almost impossible to find something that's going to be for you. You have to almost find one that you like. And then through that, if they do interviews or if they do topics, you might find other things through what they're referencing or who they're interviewing and that type of thing. And that's how you say I'm addicted to podcasts. It's because of that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go out searching for stuff. It just kind of came to me. Speaking of other podcasts,
the problem is I don't like other people.
Well,
so
I know.
So I guess maybe that's why. There's not very many other people in this world that I'm like, dude, they really rock.
But you're not interacting with them socially. It's not like I'm meeting all of these people.
I have to be wanting to listen to them for, you know, at least a small, short period of time.
So speaking of other podcasts, we on Friday actually were interviewed, had a discussion on a for another podcast, I should say.
We were special guests.
Yeah, which was kind of cool. So I think I mentioned last time, I kind of wanted to network a little bit with local comedians maybe in the comedy scene or podcast scene around here. And so through Twitter, I started just following a bunch of local guys. One of them, you know, you get people to follow you back, that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, one of them listened to our podcast and, you know, felt that we were not crazy enough. And
his podcast.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of cool. So I think it's going to come out.
It's actually
on Tuesday.
Okay.
I believe is what he said. So, you know, we'll definitely plug it and share it.
Well, we think it's going to. When he listens back, he might be like, nah, man, this was a mistake. I'm scratching the whole thing.
yeah, I accidentally lost the audio on that one. I don't know what happened.
Ugh, that damn delete button.
But it was fun.
Yes, it was. It was fun.
And it's, you know, we'll plug everything when it comes out. And certainly we want to, you know, not only be thankful for their promotion of our podcast to their network of listeners, but we'll also, of course, do the same because we want to grow and we want to help other people grow in the community around here, which is cool. But it's, you know, you can look at the site, it's lakeeffectcomedy.com. And the podcast is the Movie Madness Podcast. And I guess it used to be, as I did my research on him before, you know, we spoke with him, that other than a local comic, he also, you know, has a normal 9-to-5 job here in Buffalo. And but I guess his podcast used to be focused primarily on movies, and either him and a guest or something would kind of talk about a movie or movies, you know, each time. But I think with the COVID thing, is kind of doing more content of just kind of, you know, longish form interview and stuff. But somebody I had never met, and somebody you had never met, but it was a good conversation.
No, it was great.
A good interview.
It really was.
He does a really good job of keeping the conversation flowing and talking about different topics and things like that, which is a skill set I don't know that either of us really have or want to have, which is why we do this just ourselves right now.
Yeah.
But we'll certainly promote that, and we were grateful for the opportunity. And
it
hopefully,
was a great conversation.
Well.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
He was fun to spend some time with.
Yeah. So if you follow us on, you know, social media, of course, on Facebook, we're the Anti-Social Isolation Podcast. On Twitter, we are also the Anti-Social Isolation Podcast, but it's at Anti-Isolation is what the actual name of our Twitter account is. But if you want to follow that, we're going to promote all that good stuff. Hopefully you guys will listen to that interview of us on another podcast as well. Boom.
Yeah, I'm still sort of surprised that he listened to our podcast and still wanted us on.
We actually asked him that in the interview. We're like, what? Why? I almost felt like we were on an episode of Punk'd before the interview happened. Like, is this actually going to be an interview? Or
it's not. It's never actually going to hit the airwaves.
This is not going to be real. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, anyway. What else is happening with you?
Nothing. Did you have something? Because you seemed like you had some
thoughts. No, I thought you did.
No. You know what? I had another interesting article, but I guess only I would kind of think of this kind of stuff as our, you know, and I don't know if the whole world thinks that all this
Okay, then don't
stuff
talk
is.
About it. Nobody wants to hear this shit.
I know. Okay.
What these you got, lady?
These are the things that I find interesting in life.
It's not something like you can't say happiness without saying penis.
I'm not a healthcare provider. I'm not a nutritionist. I am not, you know, any of that kind of stuff. But I do find, you know, health and wellness interesting. And there was one article I read about this woman had written that she went and drank V8 juice for 5 days. Her and her husband both undertook this venture. And
like that's all they consumed for a liquid or all they consumed in general?
No. They just sort of implemented it into their diet.
Oh,
so I believe it started as twice a day.
Okay. So V16 really at that point.
But then she ended up cutting back to just once a day. But it was interesting in the fact that, so they both did this. The outcomes were completely different for both of them. So where she was, you know, her diet was a little bit more healthy, a little more vegetable infused, things like that than her husband's was. V8 has, besides the fact that it's just made of a crap ton of vegetables, they add a lot of salt in it for flavor, as a lot of preservative foods do. So there's a lot of salt and sodium in that. So for her, she didn't like it. She felt bloated. She was retaining water. And it really, the outcomes were not very good. Where flip side to that, her husband, who, not to say that he had a bad diet, but his diet was different than hers, he loved it because it was more nutritious than what he would normally have eaten or drinking, whatever. So he normally wouldn't have had those vitamins or eaten those vegetables. So for him, he felt great. He had more energy. He felt better. I just thought it was a great example of how a practice will work for some people, but not for others. That it's not one size fits all type thing when it comes to diet and eating. And you really have to figure out what works for you.
Have you ever tried V8?
I have. I don't like it, which is probably why I don't like Bloody Marys, and I think it's all pretty gross.
I think my dad drank it at some point. I wouldn't say he like drank it all the time, but a couple of things is that, one, I don't know what the name comes. Is it because they have 8 vegetables in there?
I think so.
Because you're drinking something that's the name of a motor, which is silly to me. It's gonna taste like shit inherently.
No, it's V8. It's vegetables, 8 of them.
I see. So instead of eating them, you ate them. But as a kid, if you open up the fridge and you see that can in there, you're like, fucking sweet, we got some Hawaiian Punch. Remember how Hawaiian Punch used to be in a can? It's the same kind of can.
Yep.
You open it up, you're like, oh, it's vegetables. God damn it. It's the ultimate troll job.
Yeah. Trolly, I'm guessing trolly, your trolly. Dad was making Bloody Marys with
that VHS. Sure. It's a little hair of the dog in the morning for him after he'd been out in the evening. Yeah. Bloody Marys are disgusting, which essentially it's just a V8 and vodka, right?
Yeah,
and like a stick of celery or something.
You put even like more salt in it, I think, and then some celery.
What's with the celery? Do they put that in there just as like a distraction so you can like watch the capillary action happen and the celery turn a different color?
I don't know if it happens that quick.
Well, these guys are kind of hungover most of the time if you're drinking a Bloody Mary, right? You're just sitting there, ooh, I got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the biological process of capillary action on this stick of celery.
Unless, I don't know, maybe the celery is it more... A chemical reaction is supposed to maybe lessen the acidic taste of V8 juice.
Didn't you follow up on all this?
Nah, I don't like V8 juice.
I know, but if you're doing this research, you better have your freaking material prepared.
I wasn't
researching
anything. It was just one article.
Yeah, well, read another one. You have to check your facts.
Yeah, like your facts?
My facts are
your
incredible.
Your ridiculous facts?
No, my facts are good. It's true.
Speaking of facts, what else you got? Because I know you got like 12 pages of
them. No, I don't. There's very little facts this week. I can't inundate you with facts every week. What would be the purpose of doing that? Right? I did buy a pair of shoes on eBay today. I won a bid. So because I need to get back into running delicately with my foot.
Do you thought the right answer was to buy somebody else's used shoes?
They were worn once and they had pictures of everything and it looks like they like bought them and like maybe took a walk in them once. And so anyway, I need like the shoes I had been wearing prior to my injury were almost like minimalist flat. They're not minimalist, but they're flat foot shoes. They give you, it's a weird shoe shape. They're called Ultra shoes, ALTRA, that I have been wearing and I loved them. I had probably like 6 or 7 pair of those things that I went through, but even walking in those now with my foot being messed up, it doesn't feel right. So I'm like, if I'm going to end up starting to run again, now that my foot's on the mend, I need something with cushioning. And when I first started running, I was wearing the Brooks Glycerin shoes, which are like the Cadillac of cushioned shoes. Like they were perfect for me for starting out because you bang your feet a lot and they are made to really absorb a lot of that pounding. So I'm like, I'm going to buy a pair of those. But I'm not going to buy new ones because they're like $149
new. I was just going to say, yeah, it's a small.
Yeah. So I found this pair. Like I said, it was they had like 12 pictures of them. They're perfect. And I got them for $76. So I'm going to get those new shoes. I'm going to be able to start walking and mixing in some running again, not jogging. And that's going to be pretty freaking sweet.
You won't be yogging?
Yogging. I think it's a soft J. Was it Friday morning? Yeah, because I think it was when I was doing that class. I was in an online class from 9 to 12. I come downstairs from that class, and there was a box sitting on my ottoman of my chair. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, because you get random deliveries all the time.
But I'm like, what in the hell is this? I don't remember ordering anything recently. As it turns out, W.B. Mason, who's like the biggest office supply seller in the world or whatever, when all this COVID stuff started happening, not only was I ordering a bunch of, for work, I had to stock us up on hand sanitizer and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, we need some for our house too. It was really hard to come by. So I'm like, I'll try in like an alternate route other than like people are on Amazon and Walmart and Target and all this. I'm like, I'll go. I know that all these wholesalers or retailers of like office stuff also sell kind of like janitorial and sanitation stuff, hand sanitizer. So I find some at WB Mason. They're like almost like the bottles of like soft soap that you have size in the bathroom of hand sanitizer. And I'm like, sweet. I think I bought 12 of them. I ordered 12 of them. I never got an order acknowledgement from them. I never got anything.
No, matter of fact, you had gone on and actually ordered a ton of other.
Yeah, I found others because
others
that
from
didn't
other
come
places.
In.
So now If anyone out there is in need of hand sanitizer or would like some,
we don't know how long.
Please hit us up, because I've got enough hand sanitizer at my house now that I could probably bathe in it for a month.
We don't know how long this is going to last, so don't give it away.
They still sell it.
Anyway, so of course, if you're listening and you're followed along with my story, of course the box that showed up this past Friday was that order that I placed at the end of March. That I never even got an acknowledgement on. So we do have a lot more hand sanitizer here. I'm like, holy shit, they actually shipped it. Yeah. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. Like I said, it worked too, though. Like I bought stuff. And even like, you know, we're here in Buffalo. There's a half dozen at least distillers that make, yeah, not beer. There's a lot of breweries, but there's also distillers making hard liquor and alcohol stuff. So a lot of them temporarily converted their manufacturing process to making hand sanitizer, which is like 70% alcohol. It's pretty potent stuff. But like at work, I got my hands on so much of that early on that we've got like a stockpile. It looks like you could blow up like freaking Oklahoma City federal building again with all this stuff. It's ridiculous how much there is. So there's not really a shortage out there. You just got to know where to order it. People. That's right. I called you all people.
Great. They're going to come for us now.
I doubt it. Why? Because I made an Oklahoma City bombing reference?
No, because we've got enough hand sanitizer to potentially make a bomb.
That's at work. Our stuff is not the same. The stuff at work is all that 70% alcohol crap.
Yeah, we had a little bit of that.
We had some of that. Yeah, you grabbed some of that.
Yeah, it's great because we keep it in the car usually. So you use that stuff, and it smells like booze. It's like you are spraying gin on your hands.
If you ever get pulled over, the cop is definitely going to put you through the steps of DUI check, because if that stuff is in your car, it smells like you just have a fresh bottle of booze wide open.
Yep.
But it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff. What do you think? We're just about at our 37. We are at 37-minute mark. Our magic number.
Our magic number.
Yeah. All right. Feel pretty good?
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? Where's that unwarranted confidence? Not here today?
Well, I mean, you know.
When it's casual, unwarranted confidence.
You know. Yeah, today is laid back.
C-U-C. Casual, unwarranted confidence.
I mean, it's already done. I mean, you know, whatever is said is said.
That's true. But you see, the thing is that we control this. So we can actually not release it and re-record something if you want to talk about something
could.
Different. But that's a lot of work.
It is.
I don't think I have that in me.
Uh-uh.
And we're only together 37 minutes, so that would break that rule.
Yep. Wrap it up.
All right, man. We're wrapping it up. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, honey, thank you. I love you.
I love you too, dear.
We'll see you next week.
Yep. Same time, same place.
Bye.